Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Saugerties to visit with Julian Hom, owner of Alleyway Ice Cream, and it's just like it sounds. Located on a little alley just off Partition Street, which is the main street here in the town, Julian has set up a tiny closet-sized shop that serves some of the best and most memorable ice cream around. He brings joy to anyone who comes here for his sky-high scoops that tap into all the five senses. He crafts classic flavors like a decadent Belgian chocolate, but also creates his own take on unique tastes like buttermilk strawberry, fresh honeycomb, lemon poppy seed, smoked almonds, black sesame caramel. The list goes on and on. A native of Woodstock, Julian left upstate New York to work as a photographer in New York City, but returned to the Hudson Valley to start his business in 2017. So, Julian, how did you choose to set up shop here in Saugerties, and why ice cream?
Well, I've always loved ice cream ever since I was a kid. I just loved going to Jolly Cow and Dairy Queen and all these different places. And then when I was doing photography in New York City, I loved going to all the different ice cream places down there, from Ample Hills to Van Leeuwen to Sundays and Cones and Chinatown Ice Cream Factory, just trying all the different ice cream, seeing the different flavors and tastes and textures. And then as part of my photography job, I got to travel a lot around the world. So I got to try ice cream all over the world with crazy flavors in Asia, like fish sauce ice cream, and just more normal flavors in Europe, like pistachio and vanilla. It's just amazing to see the different textures and varieties and tastes. But what I really love about ice cream is how happy it makes people. Anywhere I went, anywhere in the world, I always noticed how happy people are eating ice cream. Eating it with their friends, with their families, with their grandparents, with their cousins. You know, a lot of people look like they're on first dates. A lot of people look like they're on their 80th date. And I just love how happy ice cream makes people. And it also made me happy. I remember eating ice cream with lots of different people, having good times. So besides just loving the taste and texture of ice cream, I also love how it makes people feel. And then while I was doing photography, after work every day, I would come home and make different flavors of ice cream. My parents bought me the Ben & Jerry's ice cream cookbook, so I started experimenting with that, making, you know, their vanilla and then Chunky Monkey and different flavors. And then I got more books from other people who make ice creams, and then I started making my own flavors. I got really curious about why this recipe has more cream and this recipe has less cream, so I would experiment and just increase it in tiny, tiny amounts and see what the difference is and do little taste tests. Forcing my fiance and my sister and whoever else was around at the time to taste the ice cream and tell me if it was better or worse.
Force feeding ice cream is not a bad idea.
Well, it's a good idea in theory until you have a chest freezer full of pints and some are good and some are terrible, you know, trying to recreate the fish sauce ice cream from Vietnam. So that was definitely a loser. Other flavors were fire hazards, trying to recreate recipes that I saw on YouTube with flaming pans, trying to turn that flavor into ice cream. So anyway, I decided I had had enough of photography, I'd have enough of New York City, and I wanted to move back home. So how I ended up in Saugerties was my dad actually owns Bluestone Roasting Company, which is a coffee shop in town. So my favorite thing to do, first of all, when I come to work, I just go to Bluestone Coffee and grab a coffee, usually iced coffee. It always comes from a different country, and it's roasted amazingly. And my dad happens to be the roaster. He knew I wanted to do ice cream, so I said he knew of this alley where I could set up an ice cream cart and sell ice cream during the summer and see how it goes. So I thought, great, I'll just move up from the city and do that. I'll open my ice cream cart. So I was going to use my dad's kitchen, which is very convenient. So I went to the town clerk and said, okay, I'd like to apply for a permit to open my ice cream cart. And unfortunately, she said, no, that's not possible because there's Bluestone Roasting across the street and the town code says that you can't have any sort of food cart or a truck or anything within 150 feet of a restaurant. And I said, yeah, but it's my dad's restaurant and he's totally fine with it. And she's like, no, I'm sorry, it's the law, you can't do that. So my dad said, down this alley, there's a little linen closet. We can convert that into an ice cream store. And I said, no, there's no way that's going to work. No one's going to come. It's maybe 80 feet down from the main street. I said, no one's going to walk down there. And he said, no, you'll figure it out. So my dad and my brother and I, we converted the closet into a tiny, tiny ice cream shop and opened. And that's how I ended up here. It was basically just the smallest, cheapest place I could find.
And the linen closet was part of what? It was part of the inn, part of the hotel?
Yeah. So my dad actually owns the building that I'm in, which is how I found the linen closet in the first place. On the upstairs of the building, there's a little four-room bed and breakfast. So in the area where I am now is where they kept the sheets and the towels and the cleaning supplies for the inn.
So it's a teeny tiny linen closet converted into your little ice cream shop.
I think it might be the world's smallest ice cream shop.
Probably.
Probably. It's unconfirmed, but I have a suspicion. People come all the time. They come from New York City. Sometimes they come from New Jersey. One time someone came from Maryland just to have alleyway ice cream because they read about us on some website.
Yeah. Hardcore ice cream junkie.
Yeah, hardcore ice cream junkies are the best. They always try to make sure they have enough ice packs to get the ice cream home safe and soundly. A lot of times they'll just have cups and cones and eat it there and then go home. But yeah, it's amazing to hear people, they say, oh, this isn't even the furthest I've driven for ice cream. I drove 8 hours one time, or one time I drove 10 hours to Cleveland.
What drives a person to do that? I love that.
I don't know. I think it's the ice cream at the end, but then it's the road trip. You get to drive and see the mountains or beaches or water or farms, whatever you happen to see along the way. And usually they're going with someone, so they get to have fun just being in a car with someone, I think. So I think that's really what drives it. And the ice cream is the goal, but then there's all the school stuff that happens in between.
Did that surprise you the most when you first opened your ice cream shop?
To be honest, not really, because I'm one of those people who would drive 8 or 10 hours to go to an ice cream store or this barbecue place I read about. I just love like traveling and going places for food, so it doesn't really surprise me. What really surprises me more is that people would actually drive that far just to come to alleyway.
You've elevated ice cream making into a real artisanal art form. Can you talk about your ingredients and flavors?
I want every ice cream just to be the best possible version of it. So for vanilla, I tried 50 different kinds of vanilla from all over the world. I ended up using vanilla that comes from Madagascar, but vanilla originally comes from Mexico. You can get it from Indonesia, Vietnam. Vanilla comes from everywhere in the world, sort of along the equator. But I decided that the vanilla from Madagascar tastes the best. With every flavor, I try using different amounts of butterfat, different amounts of sugar, different techniques for cooking it, different techniques for cooling it, different techniques for swirling, just trying to get the best flavor, best texture, best everything from it. Every flavor that I make, probably there's at least 100 hours in testing just to make sure that it's perfect, that it's the right combo of spices, or that it has just the right taste. If it's strawberry ice cream, for example, I really want it to taste like strawberry, so I'll just keep adding more and more and more strawberries until it tastes like strawberries, and I'll try cooking the strawberries, try freezing them, try blending them, try pureeing them, you know, chopping them different ways, just trying over and over and over and over and over again and tasting it to make sure it comes out perfectly.
When you discovered this obsession mm-hmm. that you had, did you know there would be such a science to it?
When I started, I had no idea that there was science behind it. I actually went to ice cream college to learn even more about it. But no, when I started, I had no idea how scientific it was. It was more of just a fun thing to do. But the more ice cream I made, the more curious I got about what actually goes into making good ice cream. So I bought every book I could find, every textbook, every cookbook, and I just read them all and tried to learn what makes really good ice cream.
Where is Ice Cream College?
So Ice Cream College is actually a 2-week short course at Penn State. It's where Ben and Jerry's went to learn how to make ice cream. It's where Jenny Britton Bauer went to make ice cream. Pretty much anyone who makes ice cream.
What was that like?
It was really cool. So at Ice Cream College there are people from all over the world. I think every year there are about 150 people. When I was there, there was someone from Nigeria, someone from Kenya, someone from South Korea, all over the U.S., Mexico, Peru. People come from all over the world every year to learn how to make ice cream there. It's really amazing because there are professors there whose only job is to learn and to research and to make really amazing ice cream. So they learn how to do it and then they pass that knowledge on.
I love that. Well, it's a great place to come, and on this scorching day, summer certainly screams ice cream, and I'm going to let you get back to work.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.